BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
You found the pub all right, then?
Yes. I'd studied the route in some detail.
Oh, we've known sat-navs take people all round the houses.
Not a problem for me, never having possessed a satellite navigation system. A leather-bound road atlas serves me more than adequately, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, call me Jolene. And this is my husband, Kenton.
Welcome to the Bull.
Thank you.
Oh, and I'm Lillian, Kenton's cousin.
How do you do?
I'm not stopping.
I appreciate that breweriana isn't to everybody's taste, but I think you'll find my enthusiasm for it quite infectious.
Oh, I'm sure I will, Mr.
Hutchinson. But as Jolene has put us all on first name terms, you'd better call me Wesley.
Wesley? Not Wes, then.
Oh, no. Like my parents before me, I'm a stickler for full names, particularly my own.
Good for you, darling. Do you know, I had a client at the stables call me Lil the other day. First time I've met the woman.
Quite unacceptable. Mm.
Can I get you a drink, Wesley?
I wouldn't say no to a glass of your finest Borsetshire tap water.
Oh, well, nothing stronger.
Not for me, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, as a serious Shires collector, I thought you'd be a fan of their ale.
I've a firm rule of never consuming alcohol prior to 6 post-meridian, Kent.
Ah.
And certainly not on a Monday.
Oh, I wish I had your discipline, my darling.
Right.
One glass of best Borsetshire tap, Wesley.
Much obliged.
Well, all the items are down in the cellar.
Where we found them.
Mm. Ah. From the photos I saw of the Shire's ashtray, I suspect we could be looking at a very unusual item.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've come across plenty of ceramic pieces in my time, but not many salesman samples.
Oh, so it's rare, is it?
Unique for this design, possibly.
Worth something, then?
If you don't mind, I shall refrain from too much speculation until I've examined the item.
Oh, there's lots down there besides the ashtray.
Yes, I'm hoping you've unearthed plenty more valuables.
Oh, there's old mirrors, pump signs, beer mats, tankards.
A veritable treasure trove.
Well, let's hope so.
Told you.
Sorry?
Oh, no, well, I'd express doubts about the significance of what we unearthed.
Of course, I can't speak with any certainty until I've inspected the collection.
Well, what are we waiting for? You you don't mind if I tag along, do you, Jolene?
Of course not.
I'll hold the fort up here.
See you in due course, Kenton.
Right, follow me, my darling.
You're looking at 30 EV charging points, 20 parking spots, accessible toilet facilities, and 3 flexible retail units. Impressive, wouldn't you, sir?
Yes, Mr. Elliot.
Of course, there's still a bit of cosmetic work to do, landscaping and signage, etc., but most of the infrastructure's here.
It looks pretty smart already.
Thank you, Brad. You'll remember some of the more narrow-minded locals objected strongly to the idea.
Well, I think it's a good thing.
Exactly. That's why I like you, Brad. You've got a nose for opportunity. Some people around here might be too short-sighted to do business with you, but I'm not one of them.
No?
No. That's why I've asked you here this afternoon.
Great.
I've had a word with the team at Cellcharge. And, Brad, we'd like to offer you the opportunity to produce a promotional video for the EV charging station prior to our opening next year.
Really?
A showcase for the facilities here, as well as the ethos behind it all. How does that sound?
I mean, brilliant.
Tell me, how much would something like that normally set one back?
George had come up with various packages to offer clients. I'd be happy to talk you through them.
You see, I was rather hoping we could negotiate something between the two of us.
It's just George had it all worked out, so...
Oh, only now you're in charge, Brad.
I'm just keeping things ticking over on George's behalf.
As far as I can see, you're running the show. I'd say the negotiations are yours to make.
I think I'd have to ask George.
Really? Oh, Sounds like it's going to be a bit more complicated, perhaps.
No, I'll just check in with him and...
No, don't worry. It's obviously more trouble than I'd realised.
I was going to talk to him later this week anyway.
No, the thing is, we were really hoping to move quickly on this.
All right. What price were you thinking?
I don't know. Let's see.
All this stuff's of interest then, Wesley?
Oh, very much so.
Not just the Shire's ashtray.
I'd have to say that's the jewel of your collection.
And it is rather attractive.
The fact that it's virtually mint condition.
Well, just be grateful I never found it.
Hmm?
Well, I'd have put it to practical use.
You smoke, Lillian?
Oh, I know, darling. It's a filthy habit.
Hmm. Well, if that's everything...
Yeah, there's one last piece, my darling.
Ah, a character jug.
I've personally never seen one like that.
It's certainly unusual.
Fancy, another rarity.
You normally find them in the image of a person, typically a heavy-set man holding a tobacco pipe.
That's right.
So one like this depicting a shire horse must mean it's quite special, highly sought after, probably valuable, no doubt.
All right, Lillian.
Well, I'm just excited, darling.
Well, I'm grateful to you for showing me everything.
So, in terms of what you'd like to make an offer on...
Well... I think I'd be willing to take the entire collection off your hands.
Willing? Didn't you mean fortunate, darling?
Lillian.
Except, before we get into money...
Look, I shan't interfere in the financial side.
I can manage, you know.
Yeah, which is why I'm leaving you to it, Jolene.
Well, thank you.
If you need me, I'm only driving to Underwood so I can put you on speaker. I must be off.
Bye! Well, I suppose we'd better talk valuations, my darling. Is everything all right?
If it's all the same to you, Mrs. Archer, I'd rather finalise the deal with your husband.
Kenton?
That would be my preference under the circumstances.
What do you mean?
I can explain myself better to Mr. Archer.
Oh, he's busy upstairs.
Then perhaps you could take over the running of the bar while he and I settle on a price.
No, just a minute, my darling.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Archer. It's either that or the deal is off.
Does that mean we have an agreement, Brad?
It's just, at that rate, I'm worried about making a loss.
Well, think of the benefits.
See, I'm trying to do the best thing for George.
You know, bear in mind, if I'm impressed with the finished product, I shan't hesitate to recommend you to my business associates. And I'm sure Cellcharge will do the same.
Yeah?
Well, between us, we happen to have a substantial network of very wealthy clients.
Right. All I want is when George comes out, I've done him proud.
It would all be thanks to you, Brad. Now, in terms of drone shots, I didn't mean just a bird's-eye view of the site. I'd also like to perhaps follow a car off the road into the EV station, the camera moving with it, until it pulls up at one of the charging points. Could you do that?
We'll do our best.
And it would be nice to have a model involved, playing the customer. Easy on the eye. You know what I mean.
Is everything all right, Mr. Elliot?
It's Lillian.
Is that car supposed
to... No, let's pick up this conversation a bit later on.
You mean...
You take yourself off, Bran.
I'll start putting some concepts together.
Go quickly. Okay. Ah, hello, my love. Just passing, were you?
Perhaps you'd like to explain exactly what's going on.
One sales receipt as requested.
Much obliged, Kenton.
I think you'll find that's all in order.
Looks perfectly comprehensive.
Well, it was nice doing business with you, Wesley.
And you, which is more than I can say for my experience downstairs.
As I said, I'm sure no offence was intended.
Well, it was caused, let me assure you.
I think we can blame a mix-up in communication, yeah?
Not on my part. I make a point of being extremely clear and courteous in all my interactions.
Right. Well, do you need any help carrying the box to the car?
No, I can manage, thank you.
Well, mind how you go.
Yes, you too. It's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Has he gone, Kenton?
Yes, you're all right, love. The coast's clear. And we have made a tidy sum.
So what was all that about?
Oh, forget it.
He's got to be some sort of dinosaur. Only prepared to talk money with you, the man of the house.
Well, actually, he gave a very specific reason for not wanting to deal with you and Lillian.
Well...
All the darlings.
Hey?
He said he felt bombarded with unsolicited terms of affection.
You what? Yeah,
apparently only his wife calls him darling.
I call everyone that.
Yeah, as does Lillian. Our friend Wesley just took exception to it. Felt it was patronising and impertinent.
Well, it's not meant to be. I never thought people might find it patronising. No,
people don't, Jolene, just Wesley.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Well, if I'm honest, sometimes Lillian says it and I can't help thinking she's talking down to me.
No, I promise you, your darlings land differently.
We can't talk for everyone, Kenton. Maybe there are customers who actually resent it.
Well, so what if there are?
Oh, look at Wesley's reaction. We might be losing trade because of it.
Oh, don't be daft.
I'm telling you, folk can be very sensitive these days. And perhaps I should stop saying it.
Impossible.
Why is it?
There is no world in which either you or Lillian could remove darling from your vocabularies.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah, but you don't.
Or maybe I should.
All right. If you're serious, let's make the bull a darling-free zone.
You don't think I can do it, do you?
No, frankly, no.
Right, how so, yeah?
We'll see.
No, I mean it, my darling.
There you go. It's like breathing in and out for you.
I promise, Kenton, that's my last one.
Really?
Yeah, cross my heart.
Right, then let it be known that you are henceforth banned from using the word darling.
Fine.
Do you know, I think I'm going to enjoy this.
You stood there yesterday and heard me tell Brad in no uncertain terms why I wouldn't employ him.
I know.
And yet today I find you striking a deal with him, a deal which benefits George Grundy.
Yeah, no, I think you're focusing too much on George.
I'm sorry.
No, no, what I mean is it's Brad who's leading on it. He's the one I'm dealing with.
Oh, and that makes it all right, does it?
No, but plus I got him down to a very good price.
I don't give a fig about the price, Justin. It's the principle.
Now, all I'm trying to do is get some benefit out of what George did.
Oh, don't give me.
No, think about it. This is a good way of ensuring that George compensates our family for his selfish actions.
He's not the only selfish one.
No, this is about payback.
For who?
For George. I'm giving Brad a fraction of what the job should cost.
Whoopee, so you're getting a good deal.
And they're getting a bad one. George Grundy took advantage of Alice's situation, so why shouldn't we take advantage of his?
Do you really think I'm going to fall for your spin?
I'm telling you the truth. Look into my eyes.
All I see are two glowing red dots.
Honestly, I'm doing this with the very best of intentions.
And I suppose you want me to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Won't you?
I warn you, Justin.
Lillian.
If you're not careful, you can forget Christmas in the Caribbean.
Oh, you want to go on a cruise as much as I do.
And I would go alone if necessary.